What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we have some breaking news for you guys. It broke about 2 hours ago, but we're going to jump into it, give our thoughts and opinions on it. Obviously, as you see from the picture, it is the Nick Saban news, the future Hall of Fame head coach, the GOAT of college football head coaches. Nick Saban is retiring. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know who you think the next head coach of Alabama will be. Help me reach that goal of 1,200 subs by the end of January. We're closing in on that about 18 away, I believe. But let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So, man, what a surprise to everybody. And just what a career for Nick Saban. I mean, you look, started out in 1990 with Toledo, went 9-2. In that season, then jumped to the NFL for a bit, came back to Michigan State in 95, went 6-5 there, lost in the Independence Bowl, came back the next year, went 6-6, lost in the Sun Bowl, came back the next year with them, went 7-5, lost in the Aloha Bowl, went 6-6, didn't play in a bowl game, went 9-2 in 99 with them, then in 2000 went to LSU, finished ranked 22nd in the postseason. There went 8-4 on the season, won the Peach Bowl. 2001 went 10-3, finished ranked 7th, won the Sugar Bowl. In 2002 went 8-5, did not finish ranked in the AP poll, but got as high as 10, lost in the Cotton Bowl. In 2003 won the Sugar Bowl with LSU, and I believe that was the national title year. I could be wrong on that one, but I believe that's the year that they won the national title with LSU. Went 13-1, and that one finished the season ranked number 2 overall. Then in 2004, went to LSU, or with LSU, got as high as ranked 4th in the AP poll, finished 16th, lost the Capital One Bowl, finished at 9-3. Then at 2007 with Alabama, went 7-6, did not finish ranked, won the Independence Bowl. That record was adjusted to 2-6 by the NCAA. In 2008, they went 12-2, was ranked as high as number 1, dropped down to number 6, and lost the Sugar Bowl that season. 2009, unbeaten national champs, went 14-0, again won the national championship. Next year in 2010, went 10-3, finished ranked 10th, won the Capital One Bowl. Then back-to-back national championships at 12-1 in 2011 and 13-1 in 2012, won the BCS championship both years. In 2013, went 11-2, lost the Sugar Bowl, finished ranked 7th. 2014, went 12-2. Finished the season ranked 4th, lost the Sugar Bowl in that one as well. In 2015, they went 14-1, finished ranked number 1 as they won the College Football Playoff National Championship over Clemson. 2016, they go 14-1, finished the season ranked 2. They lost in arguably the greatest national championship game of probably the best of the playoff era. And 2017, they go 13-1, win the playoff national championship again as well. 2018, lost in the national championship to Clemson, but did go 14-1 in that season. Then in 2019, they went 11-2, did not make the playoff, finished ranked 8th with a win in the Citrus Bowl. In 2020, Alabama was back again, went 13-0, won the national championship. In 2021, they went 13-2, finished the season ranked 2nd. They lost the College Football Playoff National Championship to Georgia. Then in 2022, they did not make the playoff, finished ranked 5th, won the Sugar Bowl, though, over Kansas State, absolutely destroyed them in that game. And then this past season, they went 12-2. Got as high as 3 in the polls, probably going to finish, I believe, in the AP poll. They finished at 5th or 6th, might have even been a little bit higher than that, but they lost the Rose Bowl to Michigan. Now look at Nick Saban's just all-time record. He went in 28 years coaching in his career, went 297, 71-1, a .806 win percentage, and that's at major schools. Which he didn't coach in the FCS or anything like that. So that's his career record. In the bowl games, he made it to 31 bowl games, obviously including in some of those the playoff games. Went 19-12 overall with a 61.3% win percentage. You look at the man's playoff record. This was the first time that he made the playoff this year and lost in the semifinals. He's 6-1 in the semifinals. He's made six national championships in the playoff era. They did go 3-3, but that is just incredible that he made six college football playoff national championships with seven appearances. The only guy with more than three is Dabo Swinney at six, and he only made four college football playoff national championship appearances, went 2-2 in that span, beat Bama in both of them, lost to Bama in one of them. And, I mean, his numbers are just so much better than anybody else's. You look at the guys, All-Americans, he's got 45 consensus All-Americans. You look at him at his just awards and honors: 2003 AP Coach of the Year, 2003 Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year, 2003 Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award, 2003 SEC Coach of the Year Award, 2008 was the AP Coach of the Year again, 2008 won the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year again, 2008 Home Depot Coach of the Year, 2008 SEC Coach of the Year, 2008 Walter Camp Coach of the Year, 2009 SEC Coach of the Year, 2016 SEC Coach of the Year, 2018 Walter Camp Coach of the Year, 2020 Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year, and 2020 SEC Coach of the Year. Dude was just incredible. You look at his bowl games, he's made 31. That's number three all-time. Bowl wins at 19, also number three of all time. His bowl win loss percentage at 61.3 finishes at 26 all time, but I don't see the full list, so I'm sure that includes some people that, you know, have only made two or three and won both of them. I mean, just incredible numbers from Nick Saban. You look at his first round NFL draft picks, he had 49 picks. Second most is 33 and 32. You look here with recruiting, I mean, the dude won seven straight recruiting titles. That's just insane. You look at wins, he's sixth all-time at the Division I level with 297. You look here with the national championships, he stands alone. He's by himself with seven. Bear Bryant had six. Saban passed him. He had one in 2003, 2009, 2011, 2012, 2015, 2017. In 2020. Just, I mean, incredible numbers from Nick Saban. Definitely the GOAT head coach of all time. It was just absolutely insane to see this guy, especially to watch my team play against him. I'm a Clemson fan, so to see us play against him, and I mean, we rivaled against Bama for 4 years straight there. We played him, and we ended up splitting both ways 2-2. I mean, it was just incredible to watch, and just to see what this man has done with Alabama is just absolutely insane. But now that he's gone, that brings us to the question, who will replace him? So I'm looking at some odds via bookies.com right now. Dan Lanning, currently the leader at plus 300 to take over the job. Dabo Swinney, second at plus 350. Then Mike Norvell, plus 450. James Franklin, plus 650. Lane Kiffin, plus 700. Kalen DeBoer, plus 1,500. Mike Vrabel, plus 2,000. And Deion Sanders, plus 5,000. So to eliminate some names here, I don't think Deion takes the Bama job. I don't see Vrabel taking the Bama job. I think he wants that New England job with Belichick probably gone, who also may be retiring there as well. That, I mean, that may be insane to see Saban and Belichick go, but I think Belichick may take another job. And then you look at James Franklin. I don't think he gets an offer. I just don't think he's really done anything worthy of getting an offer. And I think Dabo's kind of off the table. I don't really see Dabo going, although that will be interesting to hear from him and just hearing stuff around here to see what happens with that. And if he is, considering leaving and going to Bama. So that leaves us with Dan Lanning, Mike Norvell, Lane Kiffin, and Kalen DeBoer. For me, I don't know if Lanning's going to leave. I think he's building a big program over there at Oregon. I think he's building something strong. I don't think he wants to leave that. think he's done a great job there. I don't see Lanning jumping ship. I could see Mike Norvell jumping with all the stuff going on with Florida State. You know, they got left out of the playoff. They're rebuilding their entire roster this year after most of them are going to the draft. They're trying to leave the ACC. There's just a bunch of stuff going on with Florida State. I could definitely see Norvell leaving. I think Lane Kiffin would be my favorite as of right now. If I had to pick somebody, I think Kiffin is probably the main guy that could go to Bama. And then, of course, Kalen DeBoer. I mean, again, I think that he's building something very good at Washington. He seems to love Washington just hearing his interviews and stuff. But he's definitely a guy that could take that Alabama job. But if I had to make my pick right now, I would say Lane Kiffin probably takes the job. I think that would be my guess as to who Alabama hires next. There's been a few other names thrown around, Marcus Freeman being one of those from Notre Dame, and you know, pairing back up with Tommy Rees. I've seen Bill O'Brien thrown around a little bit, although I'm not so sure about that. I've even seen on a few sites Jeremy Pruitt's name thrown around. I don't see that at all. I don't think Jeremy Pruitt's getting the Alabama job at all. I don't even think he'll be considered. But so, like I said, my pick would be Kiffin. Then I think my next pick would be Norvell as to who takes the job. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Alabama because, I mean, they're apparently Milroe is going to be transferring. They're going to lose a good bit. Whoever comes in going to have to rebuild it a little bit. Just absolutely crazy to see that news, that Saban's gone. Like, it's so crazy. Like, everybody kind of saw it coming at some point, but it's still just so shocking just to see a future Hall of Famer, the greatest head coach the college football game has ever seen, is retiring, and he's done. He's hanging it up. And you hate to see him go, whether you're a Bama fan or not. That was just a great guy in Saban, of just a great coach. And, so those Alabama fans will definitely be missing him. So make sure you guys comment down below who you think takes the job, who you think is going to be Bama's top target. It's going to be something to watch. I would assume within the next 2 weeks, Bama's got a head coach. I don't think it gets drug out any longer than that. I mean, heck, they might have a new head coach tomorrow. But this just kind of feels like when Mike Krzyzewski from Duke retired. This kind of feels like the same thing. And I'm sure Saban might have a bit of a say in who he wants to follow him. But my main thing on it is I would not want to be the guy following Saban. I would want to be the guy following the guy that followed Saban. I just feel like it's kind of set up for failure for whoever follows Saban, because it doesn't matter who you go out and hire. They're just not going to live up to what Saban was. I mean, I think Dabo Swinney potentially could. But of the names listed, I don't think anybody else other than him is gonna be able to live up to what Saban did. And I don't even know if Dabo could do it. I really don't think he could at Alabama. I think he could get the closest of all of them, but I don't see him being able to get there. It's gonna be disaster for the guy that shows up next, because you're still gonna have these sky high expectations, but you're not gonna be able to obtain them. But yeah, so that's just kind of my thoughts on Nick Saban retiring. But let me know your guys' thoughts down below in the comment section. Let me know who you think they're going to go after and hire as the next head coach going into next season. But I appreciate all of you guys watching this video. Make sure you like and subscribe. Help me reach that goal of 1,200 subs by the end of January. Again, we appreciate all you guys, and we will see you next time.